staff for Continental Airlines and... Order, and we will do flood allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, yeah. All right, public comment. You guys go figure it out there.
Figured I gotta figure some data. Oh, sure.
Jump on it, Phil. What's up?
I'm Phil Beach. Wanna talk about collective bargaining. We've had beautiful collective bargaining for the last 12 years. I do those wage rates. Those out of Lander County. 43's had a contract for 30 years. It's a nice little town of 43 members. And that contract that I emailed you folks, our county has an obligation, and me as a taxpayer, to have all these documents from the 13 northern counties in Nevada. When they went in negotiations with my union or any other union, they should have this information to bargain with, rather than just going in and saying, "What do you want? Okay, where do I sign?" So I'm being misserved by my county. I can dig this information up on the internet. I don't have an internet. I have to beg people to do my internet. So where have we been and where are we going? I want to participate in not the collective bargaining agreements, but I want to in the prep work, getting up to collective bargaining. I want to have an involvement. I want to be involved. So we want to be involved day one on the budgets coming up, because quite frankly, if you read the paper, I think we're 55% too high our budget is. And we want to find ways of cutting them. And another issue is five commissioners. You commissioners, the cheapest employees we have. And each one of you, or two more, five, can't watch two departments instead of all these high-priced department heads we have, get directors or dictators or whatever. And then you're dealing with a man's got to run for office. Then you can vote him out. I can't vote out Denny Dawson, can't vote out Pat Whitten, I can't vote out a lot of people, can't vote out this fire guy. And I talk fast because I'm short on time. We have legislation coming up. Okay? So if we knew what we was doing, we would have been making these unions go to arbitration on every issue. No. They're doing it down in Clark County, the school district down there. They've got their legislatures riled up, and there are going to be some changes. We may end up with no arbitration. Then we will be in the same position the state of Nevada is, collective state. And we've got a contract with the same union that the state deals with, and our wages are probably between 30% and 45% higher in benefits. Those people at the state, everybody pays half of their pension costs. They either reduce their gross pay and have the county pay it, or they tax it out and pay it. And one way or the other, they're paying. We're paying full bore on all that stuff. And it's just not right. Yeah? I'm being disturbed as a taxpayer. I've got skin in the game. And these people that we have, these managers and stuff, it don't affect them. You just negotiate a contract from the employer, it's coming out of his pocket for your members, your union members. Now, I'm a union guy, and I have been for my life. And I think everybody that's got a job should be paying dues to one of the unions or another, but I don't think we're getting what we pay for. Okay, and management's policy. I called and I talked to Gary. Guess what I got? I got Gary and one of his top 133,000 or 143,000 other guys, too. Couldn't talk to an old man alone. I mean, how many people should take it for the light bulb in, you see? So we don't have any economics. Anybody looking over, we've got people like Maggie. She looks over all the bills and stuff. Well, who's looking over all these agreements and picking the stuff out that we give away and other people don't? And that's my money. And recording, if you meet with me and Janet, you're going to get recorded. I could hide and get me a little lapel here, and you could talk into that and think you wasn't getting recorded. I'll meet with one-on-one with anybody with no records. But once there gets two people, like Lance, Jennifer's there, and we record it, and that's all I got to say. I got to go pay my dog.
Questions for Dale before the comments, questions, anything? Thank you, Dale.
Been nice.
All right, thanks for stopping by
before dark. My dog will be legal, I'll have a dog tag, watch. Mark, what's that for us?
Well.
Okay.
Okay.
See you later, Bill.
For the record, I'm Mark Joseph Phillips, Story County resident. A special meeting was called today, it's the 23rd of January, it's Wednesday, and it's approximately 10:00 a.m. I'm speaking to item number three, which is public comment. First on my list of public comment, it's just a reminder, I brought this up before, it was the January 5th meeting at the Mark Twain Fire Station. It ran from 1:00 to 3:00 p.m. Present at that meeting was then Vice Chairman Hess and two commissioners-elect, Mr. McBride,
okay.
Mr. Gilman. Mr. Gilman brought up at that meeting his concerns at the time that there were quorum. Was present. I would like to make a point that Vice Chairman Hess at the time could have stayed home. I believe after 14 years in office, he should have known that it was an open meeting law violation.
Who was on Vice Chairman?
Excuse me?
January 5th?
This is relevant because there was deliberation.
Was he still?
There was deliberation at that time about unions, specifically the fire department. So the Chief Haynes, and I don't know, is this a representative from the union?
No.
International Association of Firefighters Local?
No.
Okay, people need to know that at that meeting there was deliberation and a quorum.
Who deliberated?
All the two commissioners-elect and Vice Chairman Hess at the time are all on record. There was a lot talked about at that meeting.
Deliberating, making decisions about the union?
Yeah, we had a long conversation about the union. It was Vice Chairman Hess admitted to making mistakes over the years in these negotiations with the unions, and there was heated discussion about what to do with unions in government. There was talk of firing the county manager. There was talk of a resolution to get five commissioners on the ballot at the next election. So, Mr. Chairman, as far as kicking me out at the last commissioner meeting, that was it was truly against my will. I was in my seat when you recessed.
I heard it down.
Attorney General is allowed to fine you $500 for that, and I'm hoping that you would just voluntarily pay that so I don't have to do all the paperwork. Thank you.
Mark, I want to respond to you. We were invited down to Mark Twain. Kelly Grove. Kelly, you had to turn. We were invited to Mark Twain as a group to have discussions and understand the problems that Mark Twain perceived and what the residents down there would like to see in their community. And Mr. Beach made a long presentation, and Janet Hess made a long presentation, and you were in the audience with us. Now, I'm offended that you would pull an open meeting law problem against. I gave my Saturday. I came down in the afternoon. I met with the county voluntarily, or the people in Mark Twain. You're not the Mark Twain. I was in Mark Twain neighborhood to find out what their issues are, what they're worried about, and it was an open discussion with their leadership here. And I believe it's inappropriate for you to come back to the first meeting on the 7th and say, I'm filing an open meeting law grievance against these folks who graciously gave up their time freely on a weekend to work with neighborhood problems. And I'd like you to reconsider when you're looking at some of the challenges that are going on in our community. I want to hold meetings down in Lockwood. I want to hold meetings in Rainbow Bend. I want to hold meetings down in Painted Rock. I want to hold meetings here in Virginia City. And I don't have a problem one with Mr. McBride or Mr. Chauvin being there listening to all of the community issues. And I believe you need to reevaluate your process in this group. Because if you're going to attend those meetings and then challenge us on open meeting laws, you're going to shut down the very elements that are important to every neighborhood in this community. And you must stop that. And that's my opinion.
Also, for the record, I'd like to point out that I attended as a concerned citizen to this neighborhood meeting because I was not yet sworn in as a county commissioner. There was absolutely no deliberation amongst the commissioners-elect and current sitting commissioner on any issue. No decisions were made amongst these officials in any way. And the only comments that were made about fire department negotiations, firing of the county manager, were all brought on by Dale Beach. So he was the one who went ahead and was the foreman of the meeting along with Janet House. And he got to say everything that he wanted to say, but under no circumstances were any of those conversations brought up by either Commissioner Hess, Commissioner-elect Gilman, or myself.
We must have the opportunity in our community to have open meetings. We must have the opportunity to meet with the neighborhoods and the community. And Mark, we need to do that at arm's length and without the threat of retribution at our commission hearing. Otherwise, you're muzzling the very group that have the ability to make a difference.
I think in the future, aren't we planning on noticing any times or today?
Yeah, we discussed that when we know about it and have ample notice, we certainly can put out a possible quorum where no deliberations will still take place.
And I apologize, I have had copies of the Attorney General's most recent open meeting law missing. I prepared those and I forgot to bring them with me today. I have one for each of you, one for Pat, and I have one for myself. I'll make one up for you, Mark, and we reviewed that. The commissioners can attend meetings as long as they don't participate. And that's not a violation of the open meeting law.
Yeah.
So if you just attend and listen, it's not a violation of the open meeting law.
So in this case, though, we were attending and being asked questions by the community.
In the future, we are going to notice those meetings. So you all need to give us advance notice if more than one of you is going to attend something that's not already noticed. And I think the VCTA is going to just start putting on its agenda for the future that even more than one of you might attend that meeting.
Yeah, I asked planning and the VCTC to just put it on their template.
Yeah.
And leave it on there because I know that
and then it's really early meetings.
Quite often.
Yeah,
quite often like to attend, so that'll take care of that.
And I'll work with each of the three of you and just, you know, last I know you've got Jennifer. Jennifer can kind of keep me posted. Don't think I knew for sure about you going this morning until yesterday or possibly the day before. I didn't know Marshall was because I bought his ticket 3 days ago or so. So if we can keep each other up to date on those types of functions we're going, we'll just kick those out with you.
In following the proper procedures, and that's a bottom line for me. But the other side of the coin is, if we're going to represent our neighborhoods professionally, we have to be able to attend those meetings and listen and understand. And so I thank you for coming up with a procedure that allows us to have.
Mr. Chairman, can I have a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Rebuttal. This $500 fine is pretty new for the Attorney General's office. Rather than voiding an action or going through district court, it's just a more appropriate way of dealing with a flagrant violation of open meeting law.
You do whatever you want,
and it's specific to the board member who makes the violation. So if I ask the Attorney General to fine Mr. Hess $500 for attending that meeting, the tape will go to the Attorney General's office, and also my being ejected from the meeting, that, Mr. Chairman, now the fine would be directed towards you, because that was
well, then your decision. You'll have to do whatever you need to do.
The laws are specific, and the laws governing commissioners elect only come up after the election.
All right, well, that's what you get to do. That's what you need to do, Mark, and...
Thank you.
Okay, that it for you?
All right.
All righty, approval of today's agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I might just indicate items 7, 8, and 9 are put in there more or less as a place mark. As you mentioned, and as you know, sir, you were approached by officials on Congressman Amaday's staff that they would like to come up and have a discussion with you and me, or you and with me there, probably early this afternoon. And not knowing how long closed session may go, I figured it would be a great opportunity for all three commissioners and the public to sit in. But if we finish this up in shorter order before Congressman Amaday's staff gets here, we can certainly pass on 789.
Sure. Sounds good. Okay. Do I have a motion on the agenda?
Move for approval of the agenda for January 23rd.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We'll then recess and convene as the 474 Fire District Board, and we will call to order the 474 Fire District Board at this time.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Could I make public comment before this board makes a motion?
There's no motion.
Okay.
Mark, there's no motion. We're recessed and we're reconvened now.
It is an action. I just have a short statement before.
Go ahead.
You recess.
Go ahead.
I've studied open meeting law, and I've studied chapter 288, and for the, I would like the record to reflect that recessing is allowed in this case, but it's not a requirement. You all could choose to keep this meeting open if you wanted to. Closing this meeting is not a requirement by statute.
No.
But we can argue about that.
Violation of law. So, adios.
Pardon?
Adios.
Okay.
Do you have any idea how long this might last?
I don't
know. Is this a union? Because I'm really not sure of what it all is happening here.
It all is just a continuation from the last commissioner's meeting. The two new commissioners simply wanted some additional time to review the documents. So we just continue it and to get it done today.
And Angela, I don't. I mean, the commission has done a very good job in the interim between last Tuesday and today. You know, doing some homework and research. At the chairman's discretion, I'd be happy to either text or call you when we came out of closed session to consider whatever action may or may not happen.
Yeah, because if you're here for another 2 or 3 hours or whatnot.
Yeah, if you'd like me to call
you. Text me or whatnot.
Sure.
It just comes in at my regular stuff. You've got my email.
I also understand, Angela, that we're complying with federal law.
I'm not questioning it at all. This is mandated by. I just wanted to know that it's not a county policy.
No, I understand that.
This has gone on forever.
Why don't you step over here and give me your cell phone number so it's not on record?
We just didn't want to have the the union and everybody else hanging out until the next regular commission meeting. Easy to wait and do it.